Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hey everyone, this is Justin from Australia. I fucked your fucking sister's face today. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking bitches. Don't everybody like to smell like gasoline?
Time on the first offense, drug bust. Fuck the police. Test if you're racist or you're crooked. Arrest me for this dope, I didn't weigh it up or cook it. You gotta charge the world cause over a million people took it. Look at me, I'm out of your jurisdiction. Now you looking stupid. Officer, get off me, sir. Don't make me call LA, he have your walking, sir. A couple of months ago, they gave our cast the key to the city. But I still gotta pay my taxes and they give us no pity. About these youngsters amongst us. You think they respect the law, they think they monsters. They love us. Reality rapping and giving the youth the truth from this book. And when we on the stage, we scream, don't everybody, everybody.
Don't everybody like the smell of gasoline. We're poor motherfucker, burn American dreams. Don't everybody like the taste of apple pie. Won't snap for your slice of life, I'm telling you why. I hear that mother nature now on birth control. The goal is to be looking for somebody to hold. The highway up to heaven got a crook on the toll. You full of fire, ain't got nowhere to go. Nowhere to go.
The DJ New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
No. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Donna! Have you tried the coffee yet?
Oh, snap!
Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all. Well, this is your Tuesday Night Miracle. I'm fine, how are you? Oh, the name of the show? It's the DJ New Style Show. Oh, the name of the band? Some of you know it, but for those of you who don't, allow me to tell you. They are. Oh, yes. Wait. Rammstein!
Woo!
Yes. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to the DJ New Style Show. This is exclusive Tuesday night talk radio programming on HearUsTalk.com. That's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Thank you for coming here and wherever you are listening at your god-awful jobs or your god-awful homes with your god-awful lives and your wives, whatever it is that you have that you don't like that you're escaping from with our show, allow me to say thanks for doing so. With me, as always, your buddy and mine, Frank. Frank, how you doing, buddy?
Good evening. Good evening, everybody.
Wow. Very, very nice.
Good evening.
Yeah. Let's clap it up for you.
A fake hello from from myself.
Yeah, another one. Another fake greeting. Just nothing but fakeries from you.
Yes.
Do you understand that everything that you do really is emotion-wise?
My
fake?
Life is a lie.
It's false.
My life is a lie.
Yeah, I know. You lead a lie. And I have to believe that some of the complaints you bring to me off the show, they have to be lies. For you to be this obsessed with things, you probably know what I'm talking about. Maybe you don't. You know what? Actually, I should correct myself and say you probably don't know what I'm talking about, even though it happened a mere 3 hours ago. I get a call from Frank, and he said to me, the first thing, not even hello, the fuck you didn't answer my text messages? I sent 2 text messages, you didn't respond.
Right.
What's your fucking problem, Frank?
How dare you? Are you that self-important and that higher up that you don't have the right or the decency to respond to an urgent text message?
Did you mark it as urgent? Did you write the word urgent?
I don't have. If there's a text message, I very rarely text message. So if you get a text message from me, you know it's going to be urgent.
Frank, I can't just stop my day to answer the likes of. Here's what it is. How is that relevant? Spelled wrong, by the way. R-E-L-A-V-E-N-T.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so these official little messages, I need to just stop what I'm doing. Whether I'm driving, shitting, in a meeting, I need to... excuse me, I have a fucking hair-triggered bald man that
I
need to write messages
to. Listen, fuckface. There's many a times that you're very quick to the trigger in responding to a text, but in this case, I don't care if you respond by saying, go fuck yourself. However, at least have the decency to respond to the text message. At least do that.
And one of the messages that you're saying, there were 2 that I didn't respond to?
2 of them, yes.
Yeah. One of them says, you did not reply to my inquiry.
That's right.
You can't count that in the messages I didn't reply to. That's just alerting me that I didn't reply. There's only 1 that you're expecting a fucking response to.
Well, when
to.
You got the second message, maybe that... Did you get the point at that point?
Yeah. I knew okay, that at then. That point you were heated because I didn't write you back.
Yes, that's right.
And I figured I would just let you stew. And I got my payoff with this message you might be able to see on cam from Germ Freak. It says, hey, shithead. That's it. That's all it says. To which I replied, hi.
Yes.
And what started this off? What was the big fucking deal that had to be answered? Nothing critical. It said, today's opener, why can't we be friends?
Well, why don't you just say that you had originally texted me, isn't that correct?
Yeah. I like to throw things out there to get you thinking and ruin your day.
So he, Mr. New Style, sent me a text at 9 a.m. in the morning, and he said to me, why can't we be friends? - show opener. So I replied back, how is that relevant? Because many a times the show opener song is relevant to will be in correlation or in relation to a particular event or something that happened to us through the course of the week. Would you agree with that?
Sometimes it does, which and sometimes I don't get to do it, so I recycle them, which a lot of you may have noticed. But there's no way I was going to open the show with Why Can't We Be Friends? I just knew that texting this to you, because I had heard it in the bagel place, would just cause your mind to race, forget everything you were supposed to do, and ruin your day. And I succeeded. Because I sent you the message at 9 o'clock, and not this version of it, but the original from the 70s. But I sent this at 9. The text message string from you lasted until like 4 p.m.
No.
You spaced it out.
I sent you a message at around 10:30 or so. You didn't respond. I sent you another one around 1:30, and then the final one was at 4, I believe.
Yeah, well, you still spent the better part of your day with that on your mind.
No.
I win. You have to surrender because I win. Do you understand? My whole point of disrupting your day, upsetting you, and you complaining about it to me and saying, if somebody sends you a text message, you have to respond. I don't have to respond, Frank.
Well, I was
the second
or
third time I'm telling you this, by the way.
I was responding to your original message, so I was nice enough to respond to yours. How dare you not respond to the one that I respond to you? You have the decency. I was doing you the favor by responding to you.
Yeah. I mean, the last time you sent me a text message, you told me you pissed in a bag, which was, you know, a good story, but it didn't necessarily. What kind of a response you wanted? Did you want? Oh, like what can I write?
I just wanted to let you know what happened. That's all.
It's good. You know, this is you, I'm your personal fucking Twitter follower, involuntarily following you on fucking text message Twitter. You're sending me just updates that I don't want to receive.
How I text message you once a fucking month.
I have fucking three today from you.
Well, yeah, that was undue circuit. The reason I don't text message
and last month you sent two to me.
I don't have a text. Frank, I don't text message.
My girlfriend text messaged me less than you.
Listen
to me.
Do you
understand that?
Hey, excuse me, but I very rarely text message because I don't have a QWERTY phone.
A what?
A QWERTY phone. I don't have a QWERTY phone.
QWERTY?
A QWERTY. My cell phone's not a QWERTY.
Like a little German boy named Kurt that, you know, they want to be affectionate with, and they call him QWERTY? What the fuck is QWERTY?
A QWERTY is a cell phone that has the pull-out keyboard.
You mean
that looks like
QWERTY. QWERTY, not QWERTY.
Jesus. Anyway, I don't have, so I have to sit there and hit the fucking M three times in order for it to become an M.
Then here's the deal. Don't fucking text message me then. Don't send me another text message. Because if you're going to get that angry when I don't respond, then, you know, maybe you shouldn't fucking write things to me. Maybe you just shouldn't.
Maybe you shouldn't have sent something initially.
I do want the QWERTY phone, though. I do. My girlfriend, Amanda, Frank, I'll keep the continuity going for you. She just got one, and I'm kind of itching to upgrade. I just upgraded my phone maybe a year or two ago, and I like it. It's good. Takes a decent picture. Has everything I need, except I can't go on the web with it. And, again, you're right. I have to do either the T9 word. Are you familiar with that?
I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, okay. Obviously not, because you say you tap the M fucking three times to get an O or whatever, but you just begin hitting numbers and words start to spell out. It's magic, Frank, circa 1999 or 2000.
When you send text messages, are you one of those persons who, instead of saying the word T-O, you'll just write the number 2?
No, in IMs, emails, and texts, I always spell it out.
I always spell everything out. I never use abbreviations. You know, like if somebody, would you say the number 4 and then the letter U, or would you put FORYOU?
I have a penis and I'm not in fourth grade, so I'm gonna spell out. Use the chosen language.
Right. Okay, smart boy.
Oh, okay. Relevant. You want to act like you're spelling everything
out. I wasn't sure. I forgot how to spell.
And you can't
it,
even
so
pass
sure.
that off as a missed key because it's a fucking different key for you. You weren't sure how to spell it. Text messaging doesn't have at least on my phone doesn't have spell check, and obviously yours doesn't. So it kind of shows people to be as dumb as they really are. But now, do you have an issue with phones, Frank? Do you have any problem with the aspect of these things being clutched by hands or in pockets? Like would you ever use someone else's cell phone?
I've had occasions where I had to, but what I would do is I would tell them to put it on speaker so that I wouldn't have to put the ear piece to my ear.
Did they ever make you dial the number?
Well, no. It was usually, the number was already dialed usually.
Well, and it doesn't matter. None of this matters because I called you and we straightened it out in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And you asked, and you know what? I'm going to put you on the spot here. You asked me something and I answered and you got all fucking bent out of shape. You said, you asked me if I had something prepared for tonight's show, which I did, but I didn't do it to the extent that you wanted, and I said I would get it done before the show. And you go, well, what were you doing yesterday? What were you doing? And I said, truthfully, I was watching pornography, and then I went to sleep. And you decided to get all bent out of fucking shape. Oh, God. Do you have to share that with me?
Right. Well, you don't, there's no need for you to tell me that you're watching pornography.
Why are you asking me what I'm doing at night? What does it matter to you?
I didn't think you were watching pornography.
Well, maybe it'll teach you again. I mean,
you're a grown man, for Christ's sake.
Yes! That's the purpose. You're supposed to be a fucking grown man. You can't just, come out of a session of climbing trees. Well, you can. You shouldn't. But I'm an adult, Frank. I can look at whatever I choose to on this fine internet.
At what point are you going
to
stop looking at porn on the internet?
Probably when I stop ejaculating. I'm just gonna lay that out there. I mean, the whole purpose of pornography is to take the edge off. I mean, really, isn't that what it's for, Frank?
Well, haven't you just exceeded? I mean, there's nothing left for you to see.
I mean, yeah, I guess they're in my field of desired viewing. Yeah, I guess I have seen most of that. It comes down to. You look for your favorite female actresses and explore their body of work.
See, that's not – I'm not into that. I'm not into what they call pro. They call it pro porn.
Who's they? Is they? Is there a web porn for dummies book that you're referencing that I haven't fucking read?
The industry calls it pro.
No, they actually call it pornography. They don't fucking call it pro. Where are you pulling this from? You created that. That's something in your own head. And now why are you making the distinction here for pro?
Because there's pro and amateur. I prefer amateur. Now there's also something called pro-am. Pro-am is professionally produced but utilizing amateur actors and actresses. Were you aware of that?
Yeah, because most of the stuff out there is real situations that just happen to be captured by an HD camera with a fucking boom mic in a well-lit set with no fucking grainy video and poorly delivered scripted lines. Yeah, it's all ridiculous. And that seems to be like tying up the scene, if it is a scene right now. But so you limit yourself to amateur porn.
Yes.
Okay, I mean, it's not a bad thing. I mean, there is a lot of it out there. People are able to upload their own clips. People take videos of themselves. But, they put it out there.
You got to remember, I look at 1/10 of the pornography that you look at. You said you looked at it, and I hope you don't mind me saying that, but you said you look at it daily.
Yeah, I do.
I don't.
People drink coffee in the morning. You know, it's just something you do.
I have self-control, my friend.
But you, no offense, Frank. When I brought up the idea of using it to achieve jizz, you said, "What do you mean?" You said, "What do you mean?" As if you're just sitting there with a bowl of popcorn, just with your feet up, reviewing it like fucking Roger Ebert. What the fuck? Like, what? Why else would you be watching this?
I don't know. I don't know what you're doing, and nor do I care.
See that? Yeah. Now you're uncomfortable. Admit this. Are you uncomfortable right now?
I'm not uncomfortable at all. You're the one who's admitting stuff, not me.
Well, you admitted that you like amateur porn, and that's okay. We can all tell.
I prefer it.
We can all tell when it's truly amateur porn, and there are a few points that I've noticed. There are just three that will sell me. If any of these three are there, I can tell beyond a shadow of a doubt that is a real, genuine amateur pornography clip. For example, number one, Frank, and stop me if I'm wrong or agree with me, whatever. If you have any insight, because you love this specific subset of pornography. In an amateur porn movie, a genuine one, not the pro-am, as you said, there's usually like all kinds of papers or fucking like unwrapped packaging of like a cell phone or a fucking game system or some shit, just scattered on the floor. Basically, non-clothing belongings on the floor. If you see that, you're probably watching a real amateur porn clip. Now, do you see that a lot in your endeavors, I guess?
Are you sort of saying like they just got their equipment, they're busting it out, and they want to use it very quickly? So there's
just
stuff all over the ground?
Basically, a messy room.
Yeah.
A messy room, pretty much an amateur clip. A real one. Not a staged one like, oh, yo, we just happened to be driving past this dog park and we picked up this bitch and she's going to blow everybody, including the camera guy. No, none of that. Also, another thing I've noticed, and you'll never see this in fake amateur porn or pro, as you've said, if the girl's wearing a hooded sweatshirt, you can pretty much be well assured that it's a fucking amateur porno clip.
Mm-hmm.
You never see a girl in a hooded sweatshirt in a fucking porn. Never.
In professional porn, you don't see that.
Never. So then you know. So you know. And sometimes, Frank, I like looking for these clips, but I'm duped because by the thumbnail of the picture or the categorization of amateur, and you look at this, like, this isn't amateur porn, and it's upsetting. So you look for these things. And the final one, Frank, that I've noticed that it rings true in nearly all of them. You know you're watching a real amateur porn clip if you hear a fucking TV in the background. If you hear somebody watching, like, The Price is Right, or you hear Billy Mays' voice in something that you're jerking off to, then you know you're watching an amateur porn clip.
That's the real deal.
Yes. $29.95. If you hear that in the background, you know that this is happening, and it was just fucking spontaneous, and that's what I guess...
Do you mind that? Are you saying, I'm asking you, do you mind that?
Well, I mean, the reason you want an amateur porn is because you want something that maybe you're not supposed to see. That's, I think, the appeal, right? I mean, isn't that what it is?
I suppose.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
I would. I would say that the only reason you want amateurs is because you're burned out on real stuff or
do you prefer women in glass slippers and high heels?
It doesn't matter. I mean, again, you find yourself in certain moods. Like, sometimes you find the perfect clip right away. Other times you spend, like, fucking 30 minutes.
What do you mean when you say perfect?
You look around. Now they have the animated thumbnails. You put your mouse over the thumbnail. You see if you see anything that grabs you. And you're,
The perfect clip for what?
What do you mean? What the fuck am I doing here?
You're saying you search for the perfect clip.
I don't run a blog where I review fucking porns. I fucking use it for what it's intended for. Do you understand?
You admit that.
Yes. Why wouldn't you? Anybody who watches pornography does that. That's what it is. I mean, you're saying you don't? Frank. I want to ask you something. Do you ever just watch porn just to watch porn and just take it in and not do anything about it?
All the time. That's all I watch it to do. Is just watch, see what's going on in the world.
You don't jerk off to the porno.
I do not.
What the fuck are you watching it for? There's so many better shows. You could be watching The Office or True Blood. You could be watching anything. There is so much better fucking entertainment out there than the shit on fucking Tube 8. If you're not jerking off to whatever you're watching on Tube 8, you're wasting your time. There's no reason to watch pornography other than to jizz or find a funny clip of audio for an internet radio show.
Your porn and label it Oprah?
No, but I had a tape. I did have a video cassette tape. That was labeled Oprah.
Why don't you tell the audience what you did when you were a youngster?
When I was in high school, and we didn't have high speed internet. The internet wasn't as widely available, and it was maybe like 94 or something around there. There was a channel called Spice, which was your nasty channel. You would see some pornography on there if you had one of the magic boxes. We did not. We didn't have one of these unlocked, hacked cable boxes that would enable you to see pay-per-view stuff. So, you know, I would watch through the squigglies and see if maybe I could... Oh, I think that's a tit. Oh, it's an elbow. Oh, my God, it's an ear. I have no idea, but I'm looking at it. And I discovered through trying to find anything I could, because I'm like 13, 14 years old, trying to find anything I possibly could find, you know, magazines... TV shows that looked somewhat provocative. I burned out of all the tame stuff. I needed something that was porn. I needed out-and-out porn. So I would go to the squiggly porn channel, and I discovered that at a certain time, they would show you like 10 seconds of it unsquiggled. So I began planning my day to be in front of that TV at that time with a fucking VHS... 6-hour tape, creating what amounts to the worst compilation of porno ever. And I can't find the tape anymore, but like sometimes you'd be really lucky and it'd be like really hot chicks, like, you know, going at each other. Or like maybe you'd see like some point of view fucking doggy style or whatever, or just tits or something like that. But every now and then, as you know with porno, Frank, you would get, like, the fucking... the expression of the guy. Just go, Oh! Now, for your fucking 10 seconds. And it would
the
ruin
television
the week.
That you recorded this at, was this the family room, the family television?
Yes, it was.
All right, how did you do this without your family knowing what was going on?
Frank, did you ever do anything your parents didn't know about? Yes or no?
Not when they were home.
Did you ever do anything your parents didn't know about? Yes or no?
Sure.
Then it's possible, Frank. Figure it out. Do you want me to paint a picture about how I snuck around
fuck
the jerk
face.
Off?
I'm not saying it's impossible.
What do you want?
I'm saying if it's the family room and it's 10 o'clock at night.
You're painting a fucking mental image and I don't like it. I'm not enthused.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting a mental image of you putting a fucking tape in a fucking VCR.
You brought it up. This was a Pal Talk discussion that happened maybe a year ago and it's fresh in your mind. I'm a little creeped out, but I'll continue. Should I continue, yes or no?
I want to know how you did this under your parents' noses.
Easy. They're asleep. Or they're out. Or whatever. It's not that big of a fucking an idea to do something
now,
that your parents don't fucking
know about. Now, you put this open tape with the rest of the family's VCR tapes?
Yeah, right next to my the videotape of my communion. You fucking idiot. Why would I do that?
Well, then why would you label it Oprah?
Because I would hide it under the couch. I would hide it under the couch and they'd say, oh, what's the tape doing? Oh, it's just misplaced. This is Oprah. And if I ever saw Oprah in the stack of tapes, I would take it out and I'd hide it in a different spot.
Oh, did that ever happen?
Yes! No, it happened. It happened maybe like once or twice. Otherwise, nobody would go back and watch Oprah. That's the genius behind labeling your very, very bad collection of 10-second porno clips back in 93, 94. You label it something that nobody would want to watch. Something that they would probably want to tape, but never watch again. My mom, at that point, enjoyed watching Oprah. She would tape it, but never watch it. Ever, ever. So I would put it on there.
It's all planned out. You had this whole system down.
And let's say accidentally the tape gets popped in, Frank.
We got
about 2 hours of Oprah on buffer.
Oh, that's not bad.
See, I mean, it's covered. Nobody's going to... And honestly, let's say somebody's hankering for some fucking Oprah. They're not going through 2 hours.
But you're
this is pre-TiVo days.
You're assuming that they rewinded the tape after it was done. What if they put it on and it was
Who's
in the middle
they?
Of the tape?
Who's they? It's always, always rewound. I'm the keeper of this fucking tape. If it happens to be borrowed, I'm making sure it's always to the beginning. And nobody would ever ask. Nobody would ever ask. And honestly, some of the clips... were very good at the time. It's honestly just like taping anything. If you witness it and you go back, who gives a shit? I mean, now we have the entire world of pornography at our fucking fingertips. I don't even want to go back and see the same clip twice. Like, I know, I mean, it sounds fucking weird, but I already have the visual in my head. There's nothing I'm going to be surprised by. So keeping that was just kind of like you were harvesting for like a drought. For the time where there was nothing.
When I was a youngster, we got cable in my neighborhood in 1981.
Yeah.
And when we got cable, we had what was called – it was a box. It had three little
– A box! My goodness. Good thing they've done away with that technology.
And it had a cord.
Really?
Now, if you press 2, 4, and 7, you got the Playboy channel.
Oh, okay. Now, what type of stuff would you see on that? I mean, was it sex, or was it like Playboy style?
I remember there was the movie Pleasure Hunt with Ginger Lynn Allen was on.
And this is something that sticks with you, that you know the title and the actress.
I do.
So was it a hardcore movie?
I suppose. I don't remember. You know what? It wasn't the greatest. It was squiggly. Don't get me wrong. It was inverted, and what I mean by inverted, I mean black was white and white was black.
Oh, so you're watching interracial.
I don't know.
Okay, continue with your fucking story. I understand. You're petrified. What's next? I mean, you're watching Pleasure Hunt after hitting 247.
Yes.
Let me ask you, Frank, how did you get... what mastermind scheme did you craft?
Well,
I didn't take your parents'
a fucking... a tape and put it in a fucking VCR and hit play and record.
Yeah, because you predate VCR technology. The first thing you taped was fucking Goonies after you had seen it fucking years before. If you had a VCR, if you had a means to tape it, you would have. You absolutely would have. And it's proven by the fact that when we were able to...
I admit something to you?
Yeah, admit it.
I once taped a movie on either HBO or Showtime when I was a youngster, and it was the first time I saw two girls kissing each other, and I taped it.
And I bet you that part of whatever you taped is just completely blurred out and just fucking jumping and shit.
They were fully clothed, but they were kissing. It was the first time I ever saw two women kissing each other.
Yeah. Now, what was the name of the movie? We have Wes from West Virginia. Virginia, whatever it is.
He's from Virginia, originally from Tennessee.
I'm sorry, I see a beard. I think West Virginia. What do you want? So you don't remember the name?
No.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know.
Let me explain that. Maybe somebody will know. It was a movie in the 80s. There was a guy, it was a two girls kissing, and a guy was slicing up an apple and some cheese and eating it while he was watching these two girls kiss each other. So if anybody knows the name of that movie, let me know.
What kind of cheese?
I was Pepper Jack.
Oh, okay, so you see some Pepper Jack getting sliced open and a somewhat arousing kiss between two ladies in the 80s. Let me know exactly what the title is, and you'll win nothing because it's impossible. Because no one has this fucking vivid of a memory of a shit movie that was probably, you know what, it was probably like a Lifetime movie. It was probably a TV movie.
It was HBO or Showtime, my friend.
Oh, I apologize. Now, before this, before the Oprah tape, we had a movie, and I don't know why we had this, but we had a movie, I guess maybe that was rented and never returned, called Flashdance. Are you familiar with this movie?
I'm very familiar with Flashdance. Yes. Came out in 1983.
Yeah. Now, there is a movie called Flashdance, and basically that meant to me I could see some tits for like 30 seconds. Yeah.
That was a pretty risque movie back in the day.
There was like maybe a 30 to 45 second scene where you'd see a lot of tits. And let me tell you, if you were able to find a fucking VCR in the Smithsonian and put the tape in, that part of the tape would just be black. It doesn't even jump anymore. The fucking it has just been watched and watched and watched.
But the Flashdance was like major hardcore pornography for a adolescent,
and it was for someone that's looking at the Sunday catalogs of the fucking the 30-year-old ladies in fucking huge bras. This was a fucking godsend. This is like if hammers and nails dropped on a third world village that was making huts out of grass. This is just like I can't even imagine that I have this now. And, you know, you burn it out and you get tired of it. And then eventually you get crafty with a cable box and an Oprah tape. Now, Frank, you've whittled yourself down from that innocent kiss to the point where all you can watch is amateur porn. That's it. You need to know that this is something authentic. It's something that people didn't want you to
see. It's real people. It's not actors. Yeah.
Now, any amateur clip? You could watch anything amateur. Or do you have...
As long as it's legal.
Obviously. But do you have a specific selection of movie?
No. Just everything.
Just anything amateur.
I like pile-ups.
I'm sorry, what? What?
Groups.
You called it a pile-up?
I don't know what the proper term is.
Group or orgy? You're into amateur orgies?
No, I'm saying, I mean, that's one of the things, but there's many of them. You know what I'm saying? There's many of them, my friend.
But you named that specifically. Is that something that you
I'm bringing up
out?
different topics, different things here.
Now, when you say, when I hear pile up, I mean, is it all women? Are there guys in there?
I only watch lesbian pornography.
You only watch lesbian porn?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's fair enough, Frank. Although I don't believe you, that's fair enough. I mean, sometimes a point of view video, you can kind of put yourself in that situation and get.
Is that what you do, New Style?
Occasionally, occasionally, Frank.
Wow.
Why not? Wow. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not looking for pileups and fucking spilling it on my Dell monitor, looking at what looks like a fucking war zone. Fucking just people on top of people, like a fucking bus accident.
Fucking snoop.
Yeah, it is. I don't know, Frank. You have done something for us, unrelated to pornography. Thank
wow, what a segue.
Thank fucking Christ.
What a fucking segue.
We're going to be playing it after the break. I need to take a break is why I'm setting this up, Frank. Is that all right with you?
Go for it, my friend.
I'm going to go look for some pileups.
I'm going to take a piss with the door open.
Excuse me?
I said I'm going to go take a piss with the door open.
Why?
Why not? Why not?
Well, wait. You don't do that. That's not something you do. Your fucking kids will see you.
Oh, I'm going to be doing it the next couple days, my friend.
You're a free man.
I'm living a bachelor life.
You're
for
a
two
free man for
full days.
Two entire days. You're going to lose your mind. You are going to lose your mind. That house is never going to be the same. It's never. It's over with. You piss with the door open when they're gone. That's right?
Sure.
So every piss you take for the next 2 days will be door open.
Yes.
You're going to forget when they come back. And little Luke's going to come by and just bolt in there, excited to see his dad. But now he's urinating into a bowl with his fucking hands on his fucking kidneys, just stretching out his spine. in the Forrest Gump looking at standing on the bow of his ship pose, just right. Proud of the fucking shrimping business that he started. Oh, you're fucking disgusting. Whatever. Are you gonna practice now on the break?
I have to urinate. Yeah, I had some beverages. I'm gonna urinate now.
Well, why don't we take a quick break? Why don't you take us out to break here, Frank?
We'll be right back after these messages.
That's it.
Well, I don't know what you're.
It was piss poor.
Piss
poor is what I call it.
Commercials that you have to do or things of that nature, or.
Well, I mean, Frank, I've got some award-winning software. I don't know if you want to hear about it.
I absolutely do.
You really do? You sure?
Absolutely.
Well, it's called ICU2. Are you familiar?
I am.
No, you're not. Are you really?
I am very familiar with it.
Get out of here.
Great.
ICU2.com is this year's winner of the People's Choice Award for Internet Communication, okay? ICU2 has been around longer than any other video chat service, and it has a tightly knit community. They're constantly improving, and it's simple. Simple! All you have to do is go to ICU2.com, and on your Windows PC, you download it, install it, and in seconds, you're face-to-face with people from all over the world. Hey, name a country, Frank.
Asia.
They don't have the internet in Asia. Name another country and not a continent this time.
Canada.
You'll be face-to-face with people from Canada. How about another country? Doesn't
Indonesia.
Matter, Frank, because if they're on the internet, you'll be face-to-face with them on ICU2. It's free to try. Simply go to ICU2.com and click download. That's ICU2.com. This is the DJ New Style Show on Heroes Talk. Thank you. We'll be right back.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
I love that clip, dude. That's why we might as well take our time.
Hey, this is Keith from Best in Show Radio. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. Check out Best in Show Radio every Thursday night at 8 p.m. here on HearUsTalk.com.
So I was thinking of a funny story yesterday of what happened. I was sitting on a bus once about a year ago.
Touching?
And, I'm in these single seats, right? The single seats, and I'm sitting there. I have this bag, this backpack, and it had like these tassel things on it that I never bothered taking off when somebody gave me the bag because it's almost like hair, like horse hair or something. It feels like.
I'm gonna go so far as to say creepiest bag ever.
Okay, well, yeah, it was pretty creepy, but it was attached to the zipper. But like, I didn't bother ever taking it off because it was a pain in the ass. So I'm just sitting there playing with it. And I'm sitting there and I'm like daydreaming, staring out the window, and I'm sitting there like whittling this tassel hair on my fingers, and I keep going back to it, and then all of a sudden it feels like a lot. And I'm thinking, like, what is this? What's going on right here? And I look down, and there's this girl sitting in front of me with long hair that's hanging over the back of the bar, and I'm just sitting here playing with the bottom of her hair.
Is there anything in the world better than being a young lady who gets on a bus than the creepy fat bald dude behind you playing with your hair? What's better than that?
Or just hearing sniffing sounds from the back.
She was She was a young Asian girl, so apparently young Asian girls get their hair played with a lot on the bus.
Yeah, she wanted that seat that bad, right? That's what she got.
Yeah, she ran in, she got that seat. No, you got to get your hair played with.
Check out Best in Show Radio every Thursday night from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. and the DJ New Style Show every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on HearUsTalk.com or in the Pal Talk Hear Us Talk Radio chat room. Best in Show Radio is proud to be part of the Hear Us Talk Radio Network.
The DJ New Style Show.
Yeah, this one is a special one with a message for all y'all, yeah. Don't fuck children, they don't deserve it. Don't fuck children, they can't accommodate your adult cock. Don't fuck children, they don't deserve it. Even if they're your best friend, they shouldn't fuck children. I told this one bitch, hey, I ain't gonna fuck a kid today. No way, cause you know I had one yesterday. Ha ha, I only laughed cause I missed her. Hey, I know I'm gonna have to find a kid and kiss her on the face. Wait, no, that's just my load that I blew on her face. It's not cupcake frosting. I'm not costing you any money by fucking your kid. But honey, let me just do what I did. Fuck children, they don't deserve it. Don't fuck children, they can't accommodate your adult cock. Don't fuck children, they don't deserve it. Don't fuck children, even if they're your best friends.
DJ New Style Show is back, bitches.
Oh, snap. Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk, that's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Be sure to tune in every Thursday night, 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time, for Best in Show Radio. Friday night, 9:30 to 12:30 in the a.m. is the What Show. Frank, how'd your urination go? Did you practice at all? Or?
I did practice, and it went very well.
Good, good to know. Actually, I didn't really care to know.
Oh, I see.
You know, I gotta say, sometimes we put things together for the show. Sometimes you get creative energy that you wanna just unleash for the betterment of this show, and quite frankly, sometimes I don't know what to make of this. You had wanted to try something, at least for a week or two now, involving the phone. Is that correct, Frank?
That's correct. You have this amazing technology, so I figured we'd take advantage of it.
Advantage of it. Now, what exactly is it that we did here? Just why don't you go into it a little bit.
What we did is we called some sleazy, low-class motels and inquired and ask questions.
Made some inquiries. You asked them some information.
Yes.
Why don't we start off with this one here? I think this was the first one that we did. We're just going to run through these and see exactly. Now, Frank, this is you. You are a prank caller. You do this a lot.
I guess you can. No. I don't do it a lot. I'm just.
So you don't have very much experience doing.
I have none experience.
So really, we can't expect a whole lot. So I'm gonna listen. I mean, I was there when you did it, but I'm actually going to listen objectively for this.
I would appreciate that.
Here's one you called another sleazy motel.
Jamal, how may I help you?
Yeah. Yeah, I like to make it a reservation.
We don't do reservations. First come, first serve.
Do you have anything available for tonight?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Am I allowed to bring a woman there?
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm getting some action tonight. What's your room prices?
For how long?
10 minutes. 10 minutes. Now I'm only kidding. About A couple, 2 hours or so.
2 hours is 29, 3 hours is 33.
Now, let me ask you a question. Were you prorate?
We only go by the hours.
Okay. Let me ask you a question,
minutes.
And I want you to be honest with me, okay? What happens if I make a mess in the room? Do I need to be responsible for the sheets? Do I need to supply my own sheets?
No.
Do I need to bring OxyClean for the sheets?
No.
Okay. Listen. Now So I like to listen. I gotta be honest with you. I splooge a lot of goo, and I'm gonna make a mess all over your place, and I don't want to be responsible for it. Hello.
Uh-huh.
Okay. This is a girl. I'm gonna be banging this broad, and I don't know. I'm not gonna last long. I'm a kind of a minute man. I please don't make fun of me. I don't last very long. I haven't had much sex in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
But I got this sleazy chick who's gonna bang me, and I think I'm gonna shoot my load very quickly. Now, if I shoot my load quickly and clean it up, and leave before the time is up, do I still have to pay for the whole thing?
Yeah.
If I bring my own sheets, do I get a discount?
No.
Okay, you could keep them afterwards.
No.
What is the procedure for your cleaning? I mean, for the cleaning of the sheets. Have you ever seen sheets where they have stains on them?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm gonna leave them very crispy and crunchy.
Okay.
Thank you for your help. And hopefully I'll see you there soon, because I'm gonna get some action tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm gonna get some stank.
You're gonna get some stank. Oh Jesus Christ! Yeah, the laughing was me just now. We didn't. No one could hear me laughing, but when we were recording it, I was fucking dying, just absolutely dying. Frank, she didn't seem too into this.
Yeah, she had a little bit of a stick up her ass. A
little bit. I think maybe you think they get these a lot, perhaps.
I just think that it's I think they get them a lot, but not necessarily pranks, but real calls that are like that.
Yeah. This one here is a little bit of a short one here. I guess this one didn't go too well. Let it just speak for itself. We have only a few of these. So let's listen to this one.
Hello, this hotel?
Yeah, I'd like to make a reservation. Hello?
Yes?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
I'd like to make a reservation, please.
Are you, we're not
excuse me?
Make a reservation.
You don't take reservations?
Every time if you come, you get the room.
What are you on, drugs?
What?
Listen to me. Are we allowed to have women there?
Excuse me?
Hello? Am I allowed to fuck a woman there?
I don't know what you need.
You
want a reservation room?
Yeah, I want a room because I want to have sex. There's some kind of miscommunication here. Let's cease this operation.
Yeah, that was a that was one. Not one that went too well, I would guess. But what killed me and made me want to play it was you asking this woman who was speaking in a foreign tongue if she was on drugs.
Well, I couldn't understand her. What am I supposed to do?
So apparently when you speak a different language, you're taking illegal substances. Or perhaps prescribed substances. The next one here is a little bit interesting, I guess you could say. You had a couple questions. Maybe you had something to prepare for, Frank. You remember this?
Let's play the clip.
Let's just play it here.
Hello, Grandmother, I'm Matthew.
Yeah, I'd like to make a reservation.
Excuse me?
A reservation.
No, you don't have to make it.
I don't have to make a reservation?
No.
Do you have any rooms available for tonight?
Yes.
Okay. What is your rates?
One bed, 56, tax included.
How much do you take a discount for stains?
Discount?
If no. I find stains in the bed.
No, no.
Okay. Are we allowed to, am I allowed to bring my lady there?
Lady?
My woman.
Sure.
I could have sex there?
Excuse me, what kind of question you ask?
I want to know if I could fuck my broad there.
Excuse me, you know what? How old are you? You're supposed to think a little bit better than that, okay?
I apologize. I'm 42.
Yeah, I'm 62. I have a son your age.
I apologize. I'm sorry for I offended you. Well, you didn't answer my question. Can I fuck her or not?
Listen, don't act like a jerk, ass, okay? You can fuck a dick.
She said you could fuck a dick, Frank. You could
I didn't understand what she said.
You could be a jerk ass. You could fuck a dick. All because you just wanted to go there and fuck your broad. I'm sorry. The fact that you kept going to the same story about needing a reservation and
yes,
going there.
That's my crutch.
You're asking a place if you can go there and fuck women. Like, they really give a shit what you do. I mean, don't terrorists, like, hide out in fucking motels or whatever? People that are going to commit murders, don't they go and get hotel rooms and fucking plot it out there? Like, isn't it always every criminal you find is at a fucking motel? Do you think they've ever refused service?
I don't know. I don't go to these places.
You're asking if you could fuck somebody there and expecting them to say something else. To me, a little bit interesting. There's one here. I think we actually just listened to that one. I think this is the last one. I think so, right? Or no, this is it here. We have two more. I'll play one here. It's a little bit longer. Frank, you remember this one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Stop me at any time if you lose interest, but I don't think you will.
Good evening. Thank you for calling the motel.
Do you take reservations?
For when, hon?
In about half an hour.
That's fine.
Okay. I just have a couple quick questions, if you don't mind. Do you have a second?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I noticed that you have it says you get two free adult channels.
Yes.
Now, you mean pornography?
Yes.
Okay. The free bubble bath that's included.
No, not anymore, hon. We don't give out free bubble baths. They keep it in the vending machine.
What? What? Excuse me? No free bubble bath?
No, sir.
Can I bring my own bubble bath?
Sure.
Okay. Now, if I bring my own bubble bath, do I get a discount?
No.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. The what's the sanitary conditions of these rooms? Because I'm sure there's people in there, you know, watching pornography and making loves to themselves and stuff like that. Are these rooms clean, clean, regular?
Is this a joke?
Pardon?
Is this a joke or is this a prank?
I have obsessive compulsive disorder, and
okay.
I have a clean phobia, and
gotcha.
I'm sorry if I'm making you uncomfortable.
It's okay. I do get prank calls around this time of night, so I just wanted to make sure. I don't mind answering the questions at all. This place is very clean facility.
I'm sorry. Okay. Now, I mean, do you have mirrors on the ceilings?
I do have rooms with mirrors on the ceiling.
Now, I don't want one of those. The reason is because I know in those rooms, they're going to be fouled up the most.
Okay. Well, I also have rooms that don't have mirrors on the ceiling.
Yeah, I don't want to look at myself. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not the most pleasant looking individual.
And I'm sure that's not true, so.
I don't want robes in my room either. Is that possible?
Well, the camels are wearing the robes, so...
Camels?
And they're wandering around in the parking lot. No, there's we don't give robes out, honey.
Okay.
There's no robes in the room.
Now,
make sure you have a room without mirrors.
Yes.
I mean, they'll be on the walls, but there wouldn't be any.
No, I understand
that.
But I have to be sure. Would somebody be able to inspect the bed to make sure there's no pubes on the sheets before I enter the bed?
I can have the maid look at the room for you, but she can't guarantee you that there's not going to be a pubic hair stuck to the underside.
Wait, please. I'm sorry. You said that there's no guarantee that there won't be a pubic hair?
I'll do my best to give you the cleanest room that we have. I would never knowingly give out a room that had pubic hair, sir.
Okay, but if I find a pubic hair in the sheets...
If you find a pubic hair, then I would give you another room.
Oh, you give me another room. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever had somebody who found a pubic hair?
No, sir.
Okay. What is the rate? What is your cost?
Basic jacuzzi room started. Are you coming in for overnight or for 4 hours?
Probably just 4 hours. I don't last very long, so probably for 4 hours.
For four Hello? Hours starts at 45 plus tax, depending on the type of room that you choose.
Now, I can give you 25. Is that good enough?
No, sir.
Okay. let me ask you a question. I just have a couple more, and I apologize if I'm making you uncomfortable. I just have I get real nervous about the staying at places because of you know, I'm afraid that is there going to be a continental breakfast served in the morning?
No, sir. We have coffee set up in the lobby area at 4:30, though.
Now, will somebody turn over the bed at night? Or I mean, I'm not. If I put no do not disturb,
you're coming in. You're coming in for 4 hours. The maid's not coming to the room at all.
Well, I'm thinking
it's a
short
stay. You check in, you go to your room, you check out, you leave. If you need more towels, the maid will come, but she's not going to come by to empty your garbage.
So she won't come in the room while I'm busy. You know what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? Okay, because do you have a do not disturb thing I could put on the doorknob?
We don't send the maid. The maid won't go even to clean the room until you come and turn the key in.
Oh, she. Oh, okay, okay. I just wanted to make sure she wasn't going to come in on me. Okay. All right. Well, listen. I appreciate it. Let me talk it over. And if I can give you a call back in about 10 minutes or so, I just want to check my finances, and I'll give you a call back. I thank you for your time.
You don't need to reserve a room. I have plenty of rooms available.
Oh, you have rooms available?
I have plenty of rooms available right now.
Okay.
Okay. You don't need to reserve anything. You can.
Is that your best? Is that your best priced room?
No, I gave you the lowest price that we have is it starts at 45. The highest priced room that we have for 4 hours goes for $62.50.
Jesus Christmas. But let me ask you a question. You have these hot these jacuzzis in there?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Now, I mean, what if I go in there and there's some little thing floating in there? You know what I'm saying? If I take because I'm going to be taking a bubble bath there.
It'd be the same situation with the pubic hair, sir. Either I would offer you another room or I would refund your money.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I'm going to think about it. Thank you, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
So let me get this straight. You want to stay at this place that mm-hmm. you're pretty convinced there's going to be pubes everywhere.
Right.
But you want to stay overnight and eat the continental breakfast and
would
sit in the tub.
Would you eat a continental breakfast from a place like that?
No. No, I if I were ever to be in a place like that, you have to assume that everything has been jizzed on. Even
now,
the
even
Cheerios.
For you who does not have any phobias, even you think that.
I don't want to consume it. I mean, if I can do something reasonable to prevent eating jizz, I think it's, you know, within my power to fucking do so. If I can, you know, forego a bowl of Cheerios and kind of be guaranteed that I'm not eating Cheerio, you know, fucking frosted Cheerios, let's just say, I think it's a safe decision for me. But however, you make irrational decisions. That's the difference between you and us. I don't want to eat fucking cummed on cereal. You don't want to shake hands because maybe someone gave a high five to a basketball player who had fucking mail that was jizzed on by a fucking mail carrier.
Is there one more?
There is, in fact, one more. The last one, Frank, right here. You actually changed the angle on this a little bit. Kind of. This might be my favorite one. It's not as long as the last one, but this is the final one of the Frank pranks.
And then you will give me a grade.
I'm going to give you a grade. I will, because you said you don't do this very often. This is the last of the Frank pranks.
Yeah, I wanted to make a reservation for a room.
What?
A reservation.
You're not doing a reservation. You come and I'm prepare a room.
I need quiet time. I'm studying for a test, and I need the room to be quiet. Do you have quiet rooms?
What rooms?
I need a quiet room. Do not disturb. I don't want to be disturbed.
Oh, you know the steps? What room do you like it? The regular bed or?
What kind of rooms you got?
The king's. What do you like it? The king size bed or regular?
I like a king size. How much is that?
Overnight, it's $65.
Okay. I need one very far away from you.
Okay. What time are you coming?
Now, let me ask you a question. Can I bring my dog?
No, no. No dog in the hotel. No dog in
because
the hotel.
What about my cat?
No.
What about my goldfish? Can I bring my goldfish?
Listen, you know, bring animals.
No animals?
No.
Oh, okay. Do you have any vending machines there?
No.
Do you have any coffee?
No.
Will you be serving breakfast in the morning?
No.
Oh. Do you have maybe a bowl of hard candy or something, some breath mints?
No, it's no have this machine.
Oh. Do you have carpeting?
What?
Carpeting.
What do you say?
Do you have carpet? Do you have rugs?
No.
Oh. Okay. Could you turn the TV off? I can't hear what you're saying.
It's TV off?
Is there a TV in the room?
Yes.
Oh. Do you take credit card?
Yes, but you have ID, driver license, or passport. I'm taking credit card.
Do you take cash?
Yes.
Am I allowed to bring a woman there?
Yes, because it's room for two people.
Because I think I'm going to make love over there. I could bring two women?
Not two women, one woman.
I could bring one woman?
Listen, it's a lot of questions about it. Where do you like it? You say you have dog. I say it's not the dog. You know, bring the dog. This is motel. You say scared. Woman. Room is for two people. Do you like it? You bring woman, man. Forget it. But only one. The room is only for two people.
Two people?
Yes.
Could I at least have some coffee and tea or something?
No, I'm telling for you. No having nothing. No breakfast. No machine for the snacks. That's it. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
And that's it. You know what? I like that you tied that one in. You said you needed quiet time. But then you started trying to bring all kinds of animals in the fucking room. And then when that...
there was no consistency.
And then when that fell through, you decided you're going to get laid. So you were preparing for a test. And now you're going to get fucked. Like, you're celebrating before the test is even taken. And you're so fortunate that you're bringing two broads with you.
Yes. It just escalated.
Yeah, it really did.
Now, I want you to give me... Now,
we have a no snack machine. We have no room for the dogs. You bring it to people. If it's a woman or a man, I don't care. However you like it. The best.
Now, this is my first pranks. I want an honest grade from you, because you have experience making prank calls in your lifetime. I want an honest-to-goodness grade for my first time out there.
Okay, my question to you, though, is... What is the prank, actually? Where's the fucking prank
aspect?
My
prank is trying to get on their nerves.
These are five of the worst interviews that I've ever had.
My prank is trying to get on their nerves, trying to break them, trying to get to their breaking point. Well, That's my prank.
You had two that lost their shit and hung up. Both of them sounded like they're from Eastern Europe. I guess they don't have any they can't tolerate this shit. The one lady just, yeah. Can I jizz on the sheets and get a discount? You're doing her? Okay, if I jizz on the sheets, is that can I get a discount?
Mm-hmm. No.
No. Okay. Do you have booties? Can I wear booties? Can I jizz on the booties? If I bring my own booties,
I don't care.
That's the whole call. That one.
That one sucked.
Although you were entertaining in that, the subject isn't entertaining, and that's the that's the balance you need in a good prank. You need an irritable or ready to go along with its subject. The longest one we listened to, it was good, but she called you out on being a prank, very early on.
But I won her over, and she realized that she thought it was not a prank after all.
She did give you a good reaction. I've obsessive compulsive disorder.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And she became very sympathetic.
That's fine. And she was very free with the term pubic hair after that. Which really...
She made a joke about camels, which I didn't understand either.
I didn't fucking get that one. But the fact that she's making jokes with you kind of leads me to believe that you're going to be the wacky story that she's going to tell... You wouldn't believe it. This guy called in. He starts talking about pubic hairs. So I think she was just going along with it. The best one were probably the one with the dogs and the cats. And the one where she told you to go suck a dick. You can go fuck dick, she said.
Yeah.
Overall,
give me a letter grade.
B minus.
Wow, that's very generous of you.
C plus.
Oh,
you get.
I see.
C plus. I give you a C plus, and here's the reason why. That one with the whatever. You say whatever you want, honey child. Say whatever you want, baby. Yeah, okay, baby. Just say whatever you like. You keep saying it. When you hang up, I'm gonna hang the fuck up. She didn't give a shit. She's there overnight. Whatever. Yeah, okay. Yeah. What am I gonna do? I'm gonna look at fucking Jet magazine for a third time, or take this call and just fucking say yes until he hangs up. She didn't give a shit. That was a bad one. Although you were entertaining, that was bad. I'd say D on that one. D. The one that was very long, she called you out. It was entertaining. You got her to go different places, say different things. I give it a B minus on that one. The one where you said she was on drugs, that had its moments. But again, another D. It was a failure. You couldn't understand her, couldn't get her to engage. And you know what? It evens out to a C+, Frank.
Oh,
for your first time, not bad.
Thank you, sir.
Not bad. Less of an interview. I mean, stop trying to be fucking Charlie Rose of the place to bang whores.
Okay.
There's not much you can get out of them. You know, the snack, you went through the snack machine, they blew right by you. Okay, I'm scrambling now. Rugs? Do you have rugs? What the fuck was that? Someone throw a dart in your abdomen? Why the fuck did you just...
Okay. All right, well, you give me a C+, I appreciate that.
Are you hurt by that? If you graded yourself, what would you give yourself?
For my first time out, I'd probably give myself a C-.
Well, here's your chance to redeem everything you've ever done, Frank. We have an event going on Saturday. Why don't you tell everybody about it?
What we have is the second annual Hear Us Talk Barbecue Bash Extravaganza.
Yes.
It will be held at the Sweet and Vicious Lounge.
5 p.m.
5 p.m. to whenever.
Yep.
Spring Street. between Bowery and Elizabeth.
Just remember five.
In the heart of Manhattan.
September 5th, 5 Spring Street. And yeah, 5 p.m. That's the third five I was trying to reach for. Sweet and Vicious, the second annual Hear Us Talk Labor Day event. We're going to be having a challenge that we talked about last week where Irish Alky and Germ Freak are going to go at it, right? Now, did you come up with something that you were going to do?
I think he came up with something on the last What Show.
Now, okay, well, let's hear it. Frank, what do you have planned for us today?
Well, we have planned as a drinking was a drinking contest of some sort where we have a drink of fuzzy navels and shots.
Yeah, well.
But I have an announcement.
Okay. Please, then let's hear it.
Let's hear your announcement about the contest.
Okay, we've been waiting a week for this. Let's hear it.
I have felt it was my duty to persevere, to make every possible effort to complete this contest in which I volunteered. In the past few days, however, it has become evident to me that I no longer have a strong enough alcoholic background to justify continuing that effort. I would have preferred to carry through to the finish, whatever the personal agony it would have involved. But in the interest of Hear Us Talk community, must always come first before any personal considerations. After an investigative analysis and intensive feasibility study, after meetings and discussions with my staff and advisors, I think it will be best interest of us all that I step down from this drinking competition.
Jesus Christ.
How can I, a man who has such limited experience with alcohol, a man who gets tipsy off of one gulp of a Malibu Bay Breeze, be expected to compete with someone whose liver has been marinating in Jack Daniels and Patrons for the last 20 years? A man whose liver is permanently pickled that comes in both dill and half-sour varieties. A man who thinks that drunk driving should be considered a sporting event. A man who calls himself Irish Alky. I must disagree with Thomas Jefferson. All men are not created equal. Mr. Alky's alcoholic consumption skills are far greater than mine. In conclusion, I've also decided that I will most likely be driving to the contest that night. And unlike Mr. Alky, who has no problem driving while intoxicated and risking the lives of others, I will not partake in such activity. Always give your best. Never get discouraged. Never be petty. Always remember, others may hate you, but those who hate you don't win unless you hate them. And then you destroy yourself. God bless America. God bless Hear Us Talk. God bless DJ New Style Show.
Very classy. Very classy. Even though you completely gypped us out of a contest and pussied out in the gayest of all contests, a fuzzy navel drinking contest. But the truth is truly marching on. Frank, I don't know.
My concentrations are elsewhere.
Excuse me?
My concentrations are elsewhere.
Where are they?
For there is a new competition in town.
Excuse me? What competition?
Scramble.
Scramble.
There will be a competition between myself, Best in Show Keith, Scramble competition.
I've accepted on your behalf because you badmouthed and sullied the name of Best in Show Keith, calling him a cheater because you don't know words. You don't know enough four-letter words to muster a score that a fucking sixth grader could pull. So you thought it to be unfathomable that he could get in the 200 range, and you called him a fucking cheat and a scoundrel and a liar, and he challenged you to a live scramble match at Sweet and Vicious September 5th the Heroes Talk, the second annual Labor Day Bash, 5 p.m., 5 Spring Street, September 5. So it's going to be happening. Are you going to be warming up, Frank? Are you going to practice?
I've been practicing. I've got my books and whatnot, and I'm going to be kicking some myriad ass.
Okay, so now what are you going to do because you broke this contest off with...
Because I have conceded this contest to the rightful alcoholic Irish Alky, I will therefore submit to some type of penalty, if you will, some type of defeat, some type of punishment.
Okay. And should I pick the punishment? I guess I'll pick the punishment then.
I think it would be best if you pick the punishment.
The contest was the fuzzy navel contest, I
yes.
guess? Because you felt you could drink a lot of fuzzy navels.
Yes.
Okay. You are going to consume two straight vodka, no ice drinks.
Now, what is that
in a row,
of?
Back to back. It's vodka, pure vodka.
Is that fruity flavored?
No, you're going to have a pint glass of vodka, and then you're going to chase that with a pint glass of vodka.
Right, but is it like what is it passion fruit flavored?
No, it's vodka flavored. It tastes like disappointment and resentment for children or parents. It's delicious, and you're going to drink it straight because. And I don't care about you driving drunk. You're not going to drive there, are you? Really?
I don't think I'm driving there, actually.
Okay. So you're going to be drinking straight vodka the entire evening.
Now,
straight vodka the entire
evening.
You're talking
about vodka with a twist of some sort, lime of some sort?
No, straight vodka. Like somebody would order a Coke no ice, you're going to be drinking vodka.
Now, is that legal to do that?
Why would it be illegal?
Well, isn't that too strong of a drink?
Yeah. But they sell it, so they're going to sell it to you. So we're
okay.
going to get it. You submit to this, you will do this.
I submit to drinking two glasses of straight vodka.
I like that you probably just agreed to drink more alcohol than you would have in the fucking fuzzy navel contest. Just now, by getting out of the fucking faggot drink contest, you've entered yourself into a real man's...
So
you know,
drinking straight vodka is not that's a real man drink.
That's somebody that like that looks like VA messenger getting back from the fucking lumber mill, hanging up their flannel jacket, maybe laying their hands on one of their kids or their wives or girlfriends or something like that, and pouring a nice tall glass of Do-Right and drinking that to make the day just fade away. Fade back into the next one where you start logging and punching kids again. That's what it is, Frank. The real men drink that. This is gonna be very good, very very good.
I also want to mention that there will be hot dogs and hamburgers at the event.
I don't, there may or may not be.
Excuse me?
Honestly.
That's what I'm betting on.
Okay.
I've been advertising the hot dogs and hamburgers the whole time.
Well, okay, then you can bring them and you can cook them.
Oh.
Now, there will be something. How about that? There will be something there. But definitely, live performances by Agent Strange. Go to myspace.com/AgentStrange. Actually, just go to heroestalk.com in the forum, the link there to our event. Everything's there. Agent Strange, The Humans, those are our confirmed musical acts in between our talk shows, Best in Show Radio, the DJ New Style Show, that's our show that you're listening to right now in case you're a complete fucking retard like DJ Rob, who I've convinced earlier that is my cousin, although he is not. Or The What Show, with special appearance by The Awful Hour. I think they'll be joining our show, Frank. We're going to actually have them on for the very first time, The Awful Hour. Very, very pleased. I don't hear you clapping, so it's a one-man audience. That's fucking phenomenal. It's gonna be a really, really good time, Frank. Hopefully, we'll get to see all of our listeners, including someone who's pretty loyal, John Kling. I guess he emails every single show on Heroes Talk. He listens to everything. And Frank, are you there? Oh, we lost. I guess we lost Frank. Let me get him back on here. Anyway, we have an email from John Kling about last week's show. Frank, Jesus Christ, can you hear me?
Excuse me.
You bald fuck. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Don't say excuse me, you rotten bastard. I'm reading John Kling's email.
Oh, I apologize.
Where he complained about last week's show. He says, I don't appreciate the derogatory remark about pump sneakers. Okay, it wasn't that derogatory, but it was mentioned in the context of stonewashed jeans and a Soundgarden t-shirt. Pumps have come a long way since then. I'm the proud owner and wearer of 6 different color Reebok pumps. I do coordinate them with my outfits as well. And no, it's not gay, as many girls will ask, are those really pumps? Those are so cool, and they match your shirt too. And he says, bitch, like I don't know that. Like, that seems pretty sassy in email form, Jay Kling, just want to say. And he says, plus, every guy whose parents never bought them pumps when they're little asks if they're real pumps and gets a little bit impressed. And he also adds, adding to something you mentioned about the cigarette butts. You remember talking about that, Frank?
Yes.
Yeah, he says, on a separate note, unlike Germ Freak, who picked up used cigarette butts and pretended to smoke them, when I was young, maybe 8 or 9 years old, I would roll my own specialty cigarettes made from a cotton ball filter, post-it note paper, and yes, damp sawdust for tobacco. Let me tell you, these made you look damn cool amidst other preteens who have only dirty used butts they found on the ground. And so he's actually fashioning his own
cigarette.
That
man's got too much time on his hands.
Yeah, yeah. Or maybe he just wants to look cool and doesn't want to put cigarettes that are on the fucking the baseball field in his fucking lips. It's disgusting. But it leads me back to a visual or a feeling. That time of innocence, Frank, of being a kid at this time of year. Do you know what I'm talking about?
This time of year is what I call butterflies in the stomach time of year.
Counting the days. Oh, God, I only have 2 more days. Oh, I have 3 more days till I have to go back.
That's it.
Go back to school. And it's that back to school feeling, that freshness, that anticipation that you never feel again when you get out of school. The only time you feel it is if you get into something new, which after a certain amount of time stops. You don't get a new relationship. You don't get a new job. You get nothing new. And that feeling is a distant, distant memory. For you, I don't even know if you can still... Do you still ever get that sensation, Frank?
I guess I don't. I really don't. I mean, that first week before school, you know, you're getting the butterflies. You're getting your preparations and equipment and things of that nature.
Yeah, you don't get it when you take your kids for back to school shopping.
I don't take them back to school shopping.
Oh, you don't. You don't have any part of that.
No, my wife takes them to school shopping.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, man, that was good. That was a good one. Admit that. Yeah, you get that feeling when you go to school the first time. Your kids probably feel it every year. They fear it. They don't want that change. They have to walk into that new, strange, clean-smelling classroom, that crisp air in that unused space. It just laid dormant for fucking months.
It's like you're walking. It's like you're blind walking into a room because you don't know what's in store for you for the next year.
Yeah,
you don't know what's you can't plan anything because you don't know what's going
to
happen.
No, you never know what to expect that first day. Yeah. That first day, and if you're in high school or even middle school, you get the schedule, a locker combination, all this shit you have to remember. It's a very daunting task. You need to put your false front on and try to erase memories of reputations that were put in place from years past. You need to become your new self. You need to impress people, and you're all the while you're doing that, you're trying to create a route to walk in the hallway.
Were you the kid who wore you know, a nice new pair of clothes on the first day of school?
First day of school, you do your back to school shopping. You have the outfit. The shirt, the pants, the shoes.
Now you have it all planned out the night
first
before,
day. So yeah, it's all laid out. It's all laid out. This is when now, when I was
even in
school.
High school. You did that.
You know, got a little lax with that, a little bit. But like most of it was driven by like my mom. My mom would be like, "Okay, you'll wear this on your first day back," and I'm like, "Okay, yeah." So then I'm conditioned now to think on the first day I've got to where I've got to go out fucking blazing. I've got to get my game face on, my best fucking collared shirt. And then, like, I'm wearing a collared shirt, like, once in the entire year. The rest of it is dumb fucking Simpsons t-shirts and whatever else is popular in the day. But, yeah, you would try to put on some kind of a fucking facade. For nobody.
Now, see, the first day of school in where I grew up was always a half a day.
Really? Never. Yeah. Never for me.
Yeah. Never. So, but, you know, in grammar school, you wear your best. But then when high school comes, you realize that there's no point in wearing your best clothes on the first day because it's only a half a day. And people are only going to not see you for the whole day. So you wear them the second day, you wear your good clothes. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I'm seeing in our chat room here that Spandy Man is here. And he's saying that... by eighth grade, and there was no more laying out clothes because I'm well capable to take it out of my closet. Yeah, that's right, because you can hang spandex and it won't wrinkle. Like, when the fuck did he ever get concerned about clothes? This guy just wears fucking singlets and wetsuits. He bought his best one with a collar. A fucking wetsuit with a collar. But yeah, you didn't want to waste an outfit on your first day. That seems a little gay.
And then also you buy your new pair of sneakers or your new pair of shoes and you go shopping at Tom McCann. That's what was around back when I was a youngster, or Fava.
I mean, we read John Kling's email about the pumps.
Right.
I was one of the kids that lucked out to get the pumps, but it was like a later edition Reebok Blacktop. It was like everybody was tired of them, and I was like, I got them. But I loved them because I thought they were kind of cool. So I remember trying on the shoes. This is the first time I've ever actually enjoyed trying on shoes, because it's always a ritual with your mom or whatever. She's
right.
Poking on the front of your fucking shoe. Oh, does your toe touch?
Right, right. You gotta take that fucking metal plate thing and stick your disgusting foot on it.
Yeah.
And who knows whose foot has been on that fucking thing? You're sitting in a chair. Your mother's sitting next to you, and this poor slob is you know, taking your shoe off and measuring your foot.
I mean, you don't have to use that thing, you know, once you stop growing. You know that, right? You don't have to keep continually determining what size you are.
Excuse me?
You still do you ever try on your shoes, or do you just...
I actually, to be honest with you, in the last 20 years, I've never tried on shoes before I bought them. I always just... I know my size. I'm 9.5. I buy them, and I bring them home. If they don't feel good, oh, well.
Do you return them?
No. I learned to make them feel good. Listen,
How do you learn to make them feel good? Do you bind your feet like a fucking Japanese geisha?
You're a size 6.5, right?
I'm an 11.5.
Okay.
You're 11 in some brands.
Okay. You're 11.5, okay? Period. So there's no need to try the shoes on, because if you buy an 11.5 shoe, it's going to fit.
Not always. The different brands, you know, you ever hear when people say, no, those run small. Those run small. Those run large.
I don't know what that means. 11.5 inches is 11.5 inches. What does that mean if it runs small?
You know, a Reebok might fit you better as an 11.5, and a New Balance might be a 12.
Yeah. Well, listen, my friend, I never try shoes on. I always just buy them. Well, first of all, my wife buys them for me and just brings them home.
Yeah, don't act like you're pulling them off the shelf and these are the shoes. Your wife goes and talks to the guy and says, yeah, we need the Nurse White, size 8.5. Do you have the Nurse White, please?
And then my mother would always make sure, she says, "Don't make sure you have clean socks on, don't have holes in the socks." She'd get very embarrassed.
Why? Because if you die and somebody finds a fucking a ripped sock on your fucking torn open corpse,
but here's the excitement.
They're going to really give a shit that you have a fucking torn up sock?
Let me finish.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The excitement about the shoes is as follows. Then you got to try the shoes on, and you got to walk around at these fucking knee-high fucking mirrors and look at your goddamn feet in these fucking shoes like a fucking homo.
And they ask you, how do they feel on your
feet? Yes, how do they feel?
Of course, how do they feel on my feet? Well, much better than they do on my hands when I pretend to walk. like put them on my hands and pretend I'm fucking... handy.
Now, this is the ultimate. This is the conclusion. Ultimate. When you're checking out, she says, "Do you want to wear the new ones out?" I says, "Absolutely." So she takes the old ones and puts them in the fresh box.
Hold on. Wear the new ones out.
I've never done that ever. Are you serious?
Yes, I have shoes on my feet. I'm not going in there fucking barefoot. Like, they found me in the woods, and I didn't know how to speak English. Like, I'm the male version of Nell. What the fuck? Why don't you have shoes?
The ones that you're buying, you just wear them out the, outside the store. You keep them on, but the old ones, you put them in the box.
The old ones are still they're okay. You can wear them. Wear them out, and then
oh well.
When you you wear your new shoes out of the fucking store,
out of the place. Yes,
fucking.
I think most people have done that, Ken.
I can't even imagine doing that. To me, I want to have that fresh like starting my day with new shoes feeling.
Now how are you?
I get them so infrequently. I have a pair of sneakers for fucking 6 years before I get new ones.
I'm talking about when you were in grad. You know,
even now I would never wear them out ever. That seems ridiculous to me. People do it. I guess they do. Just like people say, yeah, that's gonna run small. They run small. That runs large. Reeboks always run large.
Now, was Spandy Man the guy who worked at the shoe store?
Yes. Yes, he was. And he had he worked at Foot Locker, and they made a custom-made white and black vertical-striped singlet for him with a fucking spandex whistle. I didn't even know they existed. Now someone says, and this is someone calling you out, Frank, how do you know if your wife buys your shoes? Does she wear your new shoes out? How are you doing this, Frank? You're telling.
I'm talking about when I was a kid, not now. When I was a child, would go with my mommy to the shoe store.
With your who?
My mommy.
Oh Jesus Christ! You don't ever say that again, please, please.
Well, that's what I called her when I was a youngster.
Yeah, you did when you were a youngster. You know how fucking creepy it is to hear a 42-year-old man fucking say mommy.
First of all, I'm 39.
Well, you said you were 42 in the call.
I just said that because I wanted. She was thinking that I was like a teenager, so I wanted to let her know that I was an old guy.
Was that the prank? Was that the prank that, oh, you're really 39, but you said 42.
I'm 39.
Yeah. I you know what? I liked getting the new shoes. I kind of hated trying them on. There were, you know, the poking of it, like, lift your toe up. See where they come to the toe. Like, okay. I mean, I don't know. They feel all right. They feel all right. Even if the shoe was big or tight or whatever, I just wanted to end it. And
now, how are you
and sometimes there, I wouldn't even try the shoes on. The shoes would arrive at the house. My mom would be out shopping, and she said, I got you new shoes. And I didn't even get to try these on. And so maybe they don't fit right, maybe they're not comfortable, and I'd be forced to wear, as a kid, forced to wear these little fucking shoes I hate, and so I would purposefully scuff them up, so I, drag my feet on my bike going down a hill to really wear them out quicker so I never had to wear them again.
So, when you say you're talking actual shoes or sneakers right now?
Sneakers. I mean, I can count the number of times I've bought shoes.
Well, as a kid, when you're as a kid, you always have this one pair of shoes that you're at least my parents, my mother would force me to wear at least two or three times a year. She'd force me to wear a pair of fucking shoes to school. I just felt
so
uncomfortable. Yeah.
How do you handle gym class? Because you're not changing in like fourth grade. You're fucking playing floor hockey.
As long as you could wear, as long as they were rubber soles, they were acceptable by Mr. Enjamy.
Fuck Mr. Enjamy. Yeah, he didn't know shit, and he blew that fucking that shuttle run call. He added 0.5 seconds onto your run.
You know what he did though for me, Mr. Enjamy?
Touch you?
He helped me cheat. We had did a pull up contest, and he kept grabbing me.
What?
I'll forget it.
Explain.
We had to do a pull-up contest, a chin-up contest, and he would push me up. He would like take his hand.
He would extend his index finger and put it on the seat of your pants. No.
He pushed me up to make it easier for me. He took his hand and put it around my leg, my ankle or whatever, and he kept pushing me up in order for me to get a higher score.
Wow. And where was this held? In his garage?
His basement.
Yeah.
No. Jesus. It was in school 17.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, I don't know the if the school 17 alum is going to be downloading this fucking podcast. Another listener here is saying that I guess your gym was your favorite class because Mr. Enjamy and his awkward advances.
No.
All you're trying to do is take the physical fitness tests.
It was the presidential – that's what it was. Presidential physical fitness.
Don't get me started. On this fucking presidential fitness test, do you really think – The president's going to endorse some kind of award that he's going to give children.
Right. He's got fucking time to sign a fucking...
And if you do 90 sit-ups, Then you're physically fit. 89 and you're a fat.
Oh, when you
fuck.
Got that award, you were proud.
Nah, never. You're never proud to get that award. Oh, the president. The president thinks I'm physically fit. Fuck, I don't give a shit. Who cares?
Okay, I'm going to call you out because I saw one framed in your room.
Well, I do have that one, but that was because, you know, Mr. Enjamy gave it to me after assisting me with push-ups.
No.
See, what he would do is he would tie a belt around my waist and hang onto my back, like when you jump out of a plane, tandem style, and then he would help me push up and down, and I got a lot more that way.
He did it for everybody. He would do it for, you know, he would do help everybody. He would just take their ankle and just push them up.
Why don't you tell everybody about the time he did the nude pommel horse with you?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know. This poor Mr. Enjamy's really being turned into a fucking pedophile.
All the guy did was push me up by the ankle and help me get a higher score. He just grabbed my ankle and pushed me up.
Yeah, he pushed you up, pushed your head down, too, as he drove you to fucking ballet class.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about now,
You
man.
Learned the meaning of roadhead from Mr. Enjamy. He taught you the uneven bars.
You remember your gym teacher's name?
I do. I'm not going to sully his reputation here, though. He was a bald gentleman, I'll tell you that. And you know what, Frank? A bald gentleman who, out of nowhere, comes in with a full head of hair.
Wow.
Out of nowhere, he got the rug.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, maybe the guy's self-conscious, but you say you look down on that, Frank, right?
Yeah.
And he never helped me with any of the presidential fucking feats of strength.
Now, when you were in high school, were you ever like, did you, like some kids, they were just too cool to participate, so they would just stand there?
Yeah.
Did you ever do that?
In anything. In like choir, if you had to, everybody was forced to do like music or an instrument or something. They're just sitting there like fucking twirling the trumpet or whatever.
Yeah.
Doing like one sit up. Yeah, there was always that kid. The failure to be cool kid. Who ended up being the same guy that would, like, pan for change at the fucking lunch aisle. Yo, who got change? I know you broke-ass hoes got a quarter. People are fucking panhandling for fucking nickels and dimes
for lunchtime. The school lunches, you mean?
Yeah, school lunch. The most hallowed of moments in the school day.
That's when the first day of school, when you go to, you get that, we sat in these long tables and the big excitement is who are you going to be able to sit with at lunch?
And you get in there early, claim a table, kids. If you're listening now, I apologize for all the talk and speaking down about Mr. Enjamy having sex in Frank's hiney. But the truth
how does somebody grabbing my ankle and pushing me up all of a sudden equivalent to butt sex?
Equivalent?
Yeah.
Because apparently you spent too much time in gym and not enough in fucking English, you asshole, because you don't know that it's equivalent.
You can't even say it, you fuck.
Equivocate, equal, fucking, what do you, it's not.
You fucked up yourself, you prick.
It's not equivalent, it's equate.
Well, now you're saying it, but you fucked it up before.
Because you said equivalent. You're right. Hey, listen, I already told him how he cheated me, he helped me cheat for push-ups. You're the one who's practicing for the fucking sit-ups in his marital bed. Under his down...
This isn't a fucking gym class. Everybody was in there, for Christ's sake.
Under his down comforter, practicing mountain climbers.
Oh, God. Whatever.
So, kids, if you're listening, here's how you succeed in the lunch table and don't end up being that kid sitting by himself. Granted, you may anyway. You get somebody to walk to the lunchroom with, and you get in a conversation, and then you take the conversation to an empty table and you sit down. Now that person is sitting with you. Anybody he knows might come up there. It's basically Facebook before Facebook happened, but now it's happening, so fuck you, you little bastards. We didn't have that. We didn't have Wikipedia. I had to fucking steal entire papers out of Encyclopedia Britannica that we had above our washer dryer.
Did you, were you a hot, like a hot lunch kid or...
A mix. I definitely enjoyed the school lunch. My favorite, obviously, the French bread pizza. Frank, dare I even fucking try to come up with something better than that?
We didn't have that. We didn't have that.
God, you were deprived. But you did
have
a half day.
Pizza was always on Fridays, right?
Yeah, always.
And was there always a peanut butter cookie with it?
No, we never had cookies. We could buy cookies.
There was always a peanut butter cookie served with the pizza for some reason. I don't know. Maybe it did something to your palate. But our pizza was just – it was a round disc, It was undercooked yet burning hot. But it was all, the hot the food was generally awful. The only big thing was when you got they had fries there. The big thing was to get you're getting fries. Hey, and what happened is if you couldn't get fries if you didn't buy a lunch, so people would say, hey, can you get me fries? Here's a, can you get me fry? I want fry. Can you get me fries?
Yo, let me get let me snake a fry. Yo, let me snake one fry. And they would say one fry, and then they'd be like, yo, I know you got fries. Let me get another fry. And then people are just taking fries from you. If you let them, kids, I know you're listening. Don't punk out and hand them fry after fry. Put your fucking foot down in your brand new sneaker that you tried out at fucking, what's the shoe store? Payless? I don't even know. Fucking.
I used to go to Tom and Canis Fava.
Fava.
You remember that?
I do. I remember trying shoes on at Fava, being told to walk around the store and see how they felt. They feel like shoes. Yeah, the lunch table is crucial because you don't want to end up alone.
You're hovered over that plastic tray eating. Some guy says to you, hey, can I have a fry? You're like, all right, go ahead. But then they go for another one and another one, another one. And it just, I want to take his fucking wrist and just break it.
Yeah, you absolutely
don't
do.
Don't be greedy, you fuck. You asked for a fry. You didn't ask for two or three. You asked for one.
Yeah, and again, the panhandlers, the people that want some of your fucking lunch. We had a kid in our grade school, and this was the kid that would get hit up the most, because for some reason he kind of brown bagged his lunch. And when I say brown bagged, I mean his fucking hair metal band looking father would come in with a bag of fucking McDonald's to the school fucking cafeteria and hand it to him. McDonald's! Do you understand? That's fucking, that's like finding platinum. We're over here eating fucking fish sticks or that fucking ham steak or turkey slice.
That's a gourmet lunch to high schoolers.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and this is grade school, mind you.
Oh, God.
Everybody would ask this kid, yo, let me just get like a fry. Let me get like a piece. And he would dole out small portions of the toasted bun to people. And it would be like, oh, I got bun. I got some bun. People were like just in so fucking crazed to get a taste of McDonald's because they're eating their fucking apple butter sandwich or their fucking roast beef or whatever. And it just, honestly, it eats shit compared to something that was deep fried by Hispanics.
When I brown bagged my lunch, I would have a sandwich. I'd have some type of salty snack like chips of some sort. I'd have some like dessert like cupcakes. I would usually get the Three Musketeer 3-pack. Jesus. And then I would get an apple.
My brown lunch, brown bag lunch consisted of a sandwich, which was two slices of white bread or wheat bread, depending on what we had, or worst yet, potato bread. Ugh. Like one slice of roast beef, mustard and cheese. And in there would be a piece of fruit and a juice box. Do you remember the juice boxes, Frank?
When I was young, we didn't have juice boxes. We had metal cans. We had metal.
We had stone jars that we.
No. Let me tell you something.
We used them for school lunch and religious ceremonies.
Back in my day, this is the juice we had. It was high C. It was Hawaiian Punch, very berry, and it was in a tin can.
Jesus.
We didn't have.
We did have. Occasionally, we would get metal cans, and it had the little pull tab that was like a piece of plastic you'd peel off, and it was like. When you'd get pineapple juice or whatever, it would be like, oh, here's a can of pineapple juice. Enjoy. And it was good, but I'm left starving. And especially, I'm looking at this kid eating three hamburgers and a fucking large fry and a Coke. I'm looking at this like, this, you motherfucker. And here I am, I'm coveting the meal handed out by a fucking negligent father. Someone who's like, shit, forgot to feed my kid. Driving through a drive-thru and rushing to the school to feed his child.
Now the problem with the hot lunches is that they only had the only choice was white milk. I didn't like white milk, so I would take a pill bottle. I would get one of my mother's pill bottles, pour Nestle Quick powder into the pill bottle, and then bring it to school with me. And then I would take the carton of white milk, put it underneath the table, and then pour the contents into the milk. And I always thought I was doing something wrong or illegal or some sort. And I would always sneak it.
Yeah,
and then one day I accidentally dropped the powder and the container, and then the aide picks up this empty pill bottle and asks me what I'm doing with a pill bottle.
And you were you were nervous. You almost shit your
I
pants.
I was nervous. I got scared. What can I say? I was a kid.
Don't do it now, kids. I know you're listening at, you know, 10:45, staying up late, trying to get some tips how to be cool in school. Don't bring the pill bottle filled with shit, because we're living in a different world now. Frank predated pre-mixed chocolate milk. That's how old he is, kids. Don't listen to him. Leave your pill bottle full of chocolate at home, because you bring it to school, they may think you're dealing drugs. Because the thing to do, prescription medicine, kids. No, no, you don't have to buy these things. You can find them in grandma's cabinet. Just go ahead and look. It's there. But don't do it. Don't do it. Drugs are for losers. So you would actually, we had chocolate milk, Frank. I mean, it's not
we didn't have that back in my day. We only had white milk.
Oh, I'm sorry. We had chocolate milk, and you know what? We would actually look down on the people, the health nuts, that would go and get the skim or the whole milk. We had skim, whole, or chocolate. Everybody got chocolate. Maybe one or two people got the skim or the whole. And it's like, what are you doing? Don't you know they had fucking chocolate? Don't you understand? There's chocolate milk we're talking about.
When you got your hot lunch and it had like it came with a vegetable like green beans or a scoop an ice cream scoop of instant mashed potatoes, did you eat the vegetables?
Always.
Okay.
Always, but you know what? You were looked down upon.
Exactly.
You were,
because eating vegetables was not cool, and you were made fun of for eating your vegetables. So I'd have to sneak my green beans. I have to just shove them in my mouth and nobody looking.
God, it's fucking disgusting. School lunch really is. It's tasty. In parts, but disgusting. Think about what you're blending in your stomach. You have maybe a French bread pizza, okay? That's cheese, mozzarella cheese, bread, pizza sauce, red sauce, with some kind of a fucking peaches, a cup of peaches with syrup. Stir that in there. And what are you going to wash it down with? Chocolate milk. How fucking disgusting does that sound? And there was always the kid. I mean, I know we had a kid here. His name was Brian, who would open up his fucking chocolate milk carton so that it's like a square. Like, he'd completely open it. And he would put everything in there and mash it into some kind of a school lunch slurry and eat it like that. And that was his big shocking thing. And the coup de grace, his fucking big moment, would be when he takes the little squeezy freeze thing, you know? You know, the little triangular... you rip off the top and squeeze it, and you eat it. It's like an ice cream thing, whatever. He would put that in there and stir the whole fucking thing and eat that. That would be it. Just fucking foul and disgusting. But you know what? I really enjoyed it and preferred it to my sandwich apple and fucking Sips iced tea in a box. Let me tell you something about Sips iced tea. That is the furthest fucking thing from iced tea. Do they even make Sips? Fucking three S's and an IPS. Sips? Do they make that fucking juice box anymore?
I don't think so.
I'm not quite positive. And you know what? It was never juice.
What they make now is pouches.
Well, they have we had the Capri Sun, and they improved it because you had to be a fucking a mechanical engineer to get the fucking straw in right.
When I was a kid, one time I had a thermos, and when I was younger, I had a Walton's lunchbox, and I had a Peanuts lunchbox. And
you had a what lunchbox?
Walton's.
And the second
this
one.
Is this is before Peanuts.
Oh, because you said penis. You said you had a penis lunchbox. Yeah. I'm wondering what kind of fucking X-rated send-away program your parents were getting to get you a dick lunchbox.
But let me just – there's another event that takes place at least where I was in the seventh grade in gym class.
Okay.
In seventh grade gym class is the first time that you have to change for gym. So it's ultimately the first time you have to undress in front of another guy.
Yeah. It's true. Non-doctor basically. So everybody's like looking over you. You know, you don't want to fucking – don't want to look at anybody. You want to just fucking stay at your locker, get your fucking gym shit on, and get out. Maybe, you know, you take your deodorant, put a little deodorant on.
Excuse me?
What?
What'd you just say?
You bring you get like a gym shirt.
No, after that.
And like you put deodorant on so you don't like sweat.
You were one of those jackasses who had to bring a fucking duffel bag with deodorant in it and make yourself at home?
A duffel bag. How much deodorant do you think I'm fucking bringing? Really? How much deodorant can one person carry? I'm not bringing in hockey equipment. I'm bringing in a fucking stick of deodorant. I don't want to sweat in my pitch. I'm a very sweaty individual.
Would you put the deodorant on before the class or after the class was over?
Both. I needed it. I need. It was a very, very tumultuous time. Seventh grade.
Do you remember what deodorant brand you used back then?
No, Right Guard, I guess. I don't really remember. It was honestly whatever I could take for my dad.
Some guys
would steal
my
dad's deodorant and fucking take it.
And then, you know, most people at that point in time wore tidy whities, which I still wear to this day.
Yeah.
But then some guys would actually have colored underwear, like red underwear or blue underwear, and they were looked down upon.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
This is Saturday Music Jeff.
Jeff from the What
Jeffrey.
Show?
Jeffrey.
Every Friday night, 9:30 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. Jeff, what's going on, buddy?
I don't know if you guys, and now you're coming into the last 10 minutes of your show, I don't know if you guys have yet discussed the bet between Irish Hockey and Germ Freak.
Where have you been, Jeff?
Frank weaseled his way out of it.
I've been dealing with server problems all night.
Frank weaseled his way out of it. He
I
read
made a speech.
A long speech, and he won't be doing it. So
he will be doing it, Frank.
No, he won't. He said he won't because in exchange for competing in a contest where he may have to consume four or five and whatever it is, what drink, fuzzy navels, four or five fuzzy navels and then ultimately lose to Pat, he's decided that fair, a make good would be drinking pint glasses of straight vodka back to back. He's going to be drinking two pint glasses of straight vodka back to back, at the.
Right,
the,
you think that's better than the original bet?
Well, we have to hear the logistics of it. Who's going to pay for all these drinks, Jeff? Jeff, who's going to pay
but
for
that's not? That's besides the point. We'll get people to pay, but I mean, one is definitely going to put you into the hospital, and the other may or may not get your lips somewhat dusty. So I don't know why you would choose drinking two pint glasses of vodka over drinking out of a colostomy bag.
Well. Yeah, that wasn't. We didn't actually mention that. I haven't heard this. Is that was what it was? You're gonna drink out of.
Why don't they drink out of an empty colostomy bag? And the reason is
not empty. One of Alki's hermetically sealed, unused, biograde colostomy bags, which are in pristine condition,
Mike?
Versus drinking enough vodka to, at the very least, give you one of the worst hangovers you've ever had, and that's the worst. Put you in an ambulance on the way to get your stomach.
Now,
pumped.
Ken, I'm a little confused, Ken. You said that this was not a big deal, the vodka that you were going to give me.
Men do it every morning, Frank, you know? It's like.
Yeah, but we're talking about a guy who made a bet concerning fuzzy navels and Jolly Ranchers.
Yeah, I know, but he, you know, people drink it like V8. You know,
here's the logistics of it, Jeffrey. We had who's going to pay for this stuff? It's he's going to be drinking, not consuming mass quantities of alcohol. I'm not going to pay so he can get drunk. So what are we going to do? Plus,
if it gets you to honor the original terms of the bet, I will make sure that Alki has the drinks he needs, and you don't have to pay a dime.
So, Frank, what are you going to do? You going to spike the ball? You going to say one and done? You've already weaseled your way out of it once.
Jeffrey,
I can only see it happening again.
Can you clarify what you're saying, please?
I'm saying that the monetary concerns of this bet are not yours. They'll be taken care of, either by me or by members of our mutual listening audiences. Here's the thing, Frank. You made a bet. And men honor bets. We don't weasel out of them.
We all know I'm going to lose.
Men also drink drinks. Frank is,
I'm competing with
again, this is a fucking fuzzy navel duel.
I have audio of you going, let's do this, or something to that effect, or rock and roll.
Well, I respectfully
display of drinking bravado.
I respectfully
don't
withdrew.
Don't let us down now.
Listen to me, my friend. I respectfully withdrew from the race.
You know what it was? You know what it was? He had something better going on, Jeff. He was challenged to a game of Scramble, and he wants to shut somebody down in a word game rather than try to out-drink an alcoholic.
Jeff, there's no way I can win this bet. So what it comes down to is me essentially drinking from a colostomy bag. I might as well just go there and drink from the colostomy bag and get it over with.
Yeah, you may as well just do that, Frank. Why don't you?
Frank, they're not particularly difficult drinks to have to begin with, so I don't see why you couldn't win this if you tried.
Frank, you can give up. You can give up. Just drink from the glass.
As much as I
could
possibly. Listen, I could drink a lot of them, but he's always going to be able to drink more.
I've seen you, and that's why I think you're a viable competitor in this bit. I thought,
don't try and blow smoke up my ass, Jeffrey.
Respectfully decline. No, I'm not blowing smoke up your ass, but respectfully decline on the street.
Are you going to do your stand-up act?
Don't change the subject.
Classic deflection. Frank,
if Jeffrey doesn't stand up back, I will do it.
Are you officially pussying out of drinking pussy drink?
Yes or no, Frank? Are you a pussy? Yes or no? Are you a pussy?
I would like you to actually bring one of your kids in and then answer the question.
And your two dogs. Hold them as you say this.
Hold them all, look them in their little doughy eyes, and say what you're about to
Jeff,
say.
I'm going to be driving there most likely. How am I going to drive drunk?
I don't know. Maybe you could. Maybe you get
you
your.
You knew that was the case prior to making.
No,
the
I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Plans have changed, my friend.
Hey, Frank, maybe you could get Mr. Enjamy to rub your back a little bit and comfort you as you take each drink.
Your car.
Will I be able to stay at your house for the night, Jeffrey?
Frank, you can do whatever you like. I just want to see you onto this bed like a man. Do it for your kids.
You just want me to see me make a jackass out of myself.
Do it
That's
for your kids. Yeah, drink a lot of alcohol, ultimately fail, and drink from somebody's colostomy bag. Do it for your children.
Well, yeah, just think, all right? now you're going to drink a pint of vodka. You're going to be doing the same thing anyway, and with an exponentially stronger spirit.
Yeah, but if I drink the vodka, it's done. I don't have to then drink it from a colostomy bag. I'm very nervous about drinking from a colostomy bag, whether it's clean or not. I don't know if these things are recycled in the shop.
Frank, do you think the glasses from the bar, which have been passed around from person to person since the bar opened, are any cleaner than past colostomy bags, which, by the way, are packed clean for the purposes of avoiding infection of the person who uses it? It's not like they're packed in shit and sent to the customer. These things are brand spanking new.
Right, but you let me explain the scenario, okay? And let me finish before you interrupt me. These are in a package. They're not – now, you yourself admit they're not individually sealed up. They're in a box.
They're not individually wrapped, no. But the box has a label that shows that it's been fastened shut.
There's a sticky label?
A sticky label, yes. So you can tell if it's been tampered with.
That now, sounds good, Frank.
Are these colostomy bags, are they recycled? I mean, are they...
Frank, is this another prank call? Hey, Frank, are you doing another prank?
He takes his colostomy bag off, he places it in the dishwasher, and there it is, fresh and new for another year.
No, you don't understand what I'm saying. Listen, my friend, there's such... There's toilet paper that's fucking recycled, for Christ's sake. Are colostomy bags sent back to the hospital, then cleaned up and reused again?
No.
You're not gonna win, Jeff. He'll find a way to weasel himself out.
Let me think about it, Jeff. Let me discuss it with my advisors.
I think either you do the deadly amount of vodka, or you drink from the fucking plastic bag. Basically.
I will do one or the other.
Okay.
Somewhere there's a dog with a permanently erect penis crying.
What he said?
Yeah.
What happened? No. I didn't hear him.
He's talking about your dog having a hard dick all the time. 316-768.
What does that have to do with anything?
Thank you for calling, Jeff. I appreciate it. The What Show every Friday, 9:30 to 12:30, heroestalk.com. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
This is Dom.
Dom, how are you, buddy? What's going on? Dom from the Vagabond Souls. What's up?
Yes, sir. And on Saturday, we will be getting our band together, Triple Play.
Excuse me?
Playing a few songs.
Yeah!
I wasn't made aware of this.
Yes, there are going to be instruments set up, according to, Jeff told me that Agent Strange was setting up instruments, so I will be bringing my bass.
Okay.
Mikey Pristine will be there, so bring your guitar. And, we're going to play for the first time in 6 months.
I'm purely a vocalist in Triple Play. I'm purely a vocalist.
you're going to need to play guitar.
Well, I can't. I'm telling you, I won't. I can't and I won't.
Why don't you guys discuss this at a later date?
Why don't you fucking find another way to weasel out of something for a fucking, you know, 10-minute period?
Why don't you do it? What are you pussying out for?
Because I don't want to perform. But if I can do it and just sing, I'll do that.
Well, come on, dude. We need you on guitar.
Do you need another guitarist?
This is like the Blues Brothers trying to get the band back together. Can't you just play a couple fucking chords?
Maybe. We'll see. We'll see. But I've got to prepare for a talk show and entertain the barkeep and whoever else shows up.
I will be seeing you guys on Saturday.
Look forward to it.
Frank, are you okay? You sound a little...
I have to take a... Listen, we got to end this show. I have to take a dump
bad. Thank you for calling in, buddy. I appreciate it. Maybe we'll do something. You have to take a dump, Frank?
I have to go to the bathroom very badly, and I'm starting to sweat, and we got to end the show, quick.
If we don't end the show, are you going to shit yourself?
I'll just disconnect and
Frank,
leave.
Frank, for the show, would you be willing to shit in a garbage can and hold a mic nearby?
I'm not going to ruin my garbage. No.
You can get a new. I'll buy you a garbage can.
No. Because when I shit, I'll pee at the same time and I'll piss all over the carpeting.
I'll tell you something right now. If you do this, if you shit in the garbage can and piss wherever you have to piss, you don't have to make good on that bet.
I could say I'm doing it, but I'm not going to do it. So what difference does it make?
You have to take a picture of the result and post it on Hear Us Talk.
You got to wrap this up. It's coming out. We have to wrap this up quickly. I'm going to hang up.
I called you. I called you.
All right. Thank you for listening, everybody.
Are you really hanging up?
I have to go to the bathroom. It's coming out. I have
Frank,
I have to go
bring your cell phone in and call the show right now while you're shitting.
All right. I'm going to hang up now.
Call the show right now. 316 on your cell phone. Call in.
My cell phone's upstairs. All right, let me write the number down.
316.
Hold on a second. What is it?
316-768-4472.
316-768 what?
4472.
4472. All right, I'm hanging up now, and I'm gonna go take a dump. I'm disconnecting.
You need to call in right away.
Yeah. All right.
Promise me.
I'm calling now. Give me okay. 2 minutes. Bye.
2 minutes. All right. We're gonna be trying to see if he's gonna make good on this. I don't think he will. I personally don't think he's gonna do this. But Frank said he's taking a monumental shit, and I don't know what the fuck has come over me. But I think the idea of him straining at his stool via cell phone might be a very fucking entertaining moment. So we're gonna go a little bit long. And just see if we can make this happen. If we can't, then guess what? It's another fucking moment just thrown down the drain by Frank. Although this is a moment that should truly end up down a drain, it would also metaphorically be thrown down the drain. We'll see if he actually comes through. As far as the event goes, I don't anticipate singing or performing. If it happens, it happens. We are doing a live talk show, 1 hour, we get an hour, Best in Show gets an hour, and so does the What Show. The Awful Hour will be teaming up with us, I believe, sitting in. And in between, Agent Strange and the humans.
Yes.
Are you fucking...
I'm on my cell phone.
Okay. Are you going to take a shit now, Frank?
I'm taking my pants down. You can tell from the echo I'm in the bathroom, right?
Yes.
Okay. I have my pants around my ankles at the moment, and now I just sat, and I'm releasing.
This is fucking disgusting. You just sit there in silence? You don't...
Oh, shit, I'm pissing all over the place. What happened is my piss, it went through the crack between the seat and the porcelain.
Oh,
now it's dripping underneath the toilet bowl.
So you weren't lined up properly.
I wasn't lined up properly.
And your angle didn't go into the bowl, didn't catch the edge of the bowl and stream in. It just shot out through that little gap between the
exactly
the basin and the seat. Well, how much piss is on the floor?
Just a puddle's worth.
Do you lean back or something? How does that happen? You're relaxing or something.
I don't know. I don't get to the logistics of it.
Ew. Are you running the fucking sink?
No, why?
I hear some kind of, like, fucking, like, constant noise.
Maybe it's the crickets.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Are you still shitting? Shut the fuck up. You're not doing that for real.
No, I am. You're, all right. How long are we going to wrap this up or what?
You're going to wrap it up by wiping after describing what you've just expelled from your body.
I can't, there's no way I'm going to be on here for another 10, 15 minutes or so.
No, you're not. 15 minutes.
I guess I am. I got a long way to go.
Long way to go. It's not a journey. It's a shit. You're taking a dump.
I know, but I have to, my stomach has to settle, and then more comes out, and then it settles, and then more comes out.
You stay until it's complete. You're completely empty.
And completely empty until
no,
I
got
out, nothing comes out.
See, I got shit I have to do. Once I hit a stopping point, that's it. Go.
No, you cannot cut it off in midstream.
Yeah, you can. There's a gas pocket in between logs. When you hit a gas pocket, you know, you wipe and you go about your day. You're really gonna just right. you wait until your entire intestines are fucking done.
Yes.
Okay, Frank, why don't you
it's
sign
past
us
out? 11 o'clock, I think we should end the show.
Why don't you sign us out of the DJ New Style show right now? Frank, you gotta stay on because remember what happens at the end of the show.
Yes,
okay. So why don't we do this? I'm gonna end right now. In a second, because I fucking lost my place. Well, thank you for tuning into the DJ New Style Show. Remember, Heroes Talk, second annual Labor Day event, Saturday, September 5th, 5 p.m., 5 Spring Street, in New York, New York, at Sweet and Vicious. Best in Show, DJ New Style, The What Show, The Awful Hour. Agent Strange and the Humans. Food, drinks, tomfoolery. Thank you for tuning in. Now, Frank, do you have anything you'd like to say?
But this is us. Yeah, no. Shut up! What is... Ken, is there anything you'd like to say?
You're fucking disgusting, Frank. Nah, I'm good. Thanks.
Banana, fuck you.